Despite all the attention to water contamination in light of what happened in Flint, Michigan, the Virginia Household Water Quality Program has so far seen only a small uptick in inquiries about its free statewide water testing clinics.
We're also just briefly going to talk about the EPA National Drinking Water Standards. These do apply to public systems.
Each year, these clinics visit about half of Virginia's counties. People who show up get a water test kit at a reduced price, a detailed lesson in how to test their water, and a results session to go over what they found in their own wells or springs. Those results also help fill in the broader picture of what water contamination looks like in Virginia.
We actually, since 2011, have been finding a significant amount of lead in homes that are supplied by private water supplies, like wells and springs.
Erin Ling coordinates the Virginia Tech Cooperative Extension's Household Water Quality Program.
We were able to actually do the testing through Mark Edwards' lab and work with his group on campus, which we're very lucky to have that partnership.
Kelsey Piper was a grad student at the time working with Edwards testing Virginia well water.
First study in Virginia was that about 1 in 5 homeowners relying on a private system have high lead in water above the EPA action level for municipal systems. That was one of our most important findings because it identified that corrosion is a concern for private wells.
And as most everyone in this country now knows, when corrosive water, also known as acidic or aggressive water, comes in contact with lead, it can leach it. But not because the water itself is contaminated. The lab found the lead was leaching from so-called lead-free brass fittings or fixtures in the wells or plumbing.
Up until 2014, our brass fittings could contain up to 8% lead, and brass fittings can be found throughout your home. Although you may have plastic plumbing, you can have a brass tank tee, check valve, turn-off valve, things like that.
Finding out if lead is present in your well water is the first step to fixing it. Again, Virginia Household Water Quality Coordinator Erin Ling.
The fix is, you know, if the lead seems to be just in the first draw, which means the water that's been sitting in the pipes right near your faucet, the fix may be to run the water for a while. The other option is to address the corrosivity of the water using a treatment device such as an acid neutralizing filter.
All testing and any fixes for private wells is solely the responsibility of the well owner. Ling says that's why the Household Water Quality Program was created. Test kits for 14 possible contaminants cost just $50 if you participate in the clinics. As Professor Mark Edwards pointed out recently, in a nod to the founder of the land-grant state university, the mission is service to the community, as in Virginia Tech's motto, Ut Prosim, that I may serve.
You know, Extension really embodies that idea of Ut Prosim, that service back to the state and back to the stakeholders in the Commonwealth. So I think that's really important that we can provide this service, just like Mark Edwards' group has done in a different way, but provided that outreach and really taken the power of knowledge at the university and brought it to help people.
Still, only around 50 people in each county show up at the water clinics when they come to town. Ling says they could be serving many more. I'm Robbie Harris.